experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us in the studio Anne Marie Hutchison, who is with Always Hope Animal Rescue. And they're going to be, ironically, at Joey's Pet Outfitters this Saturday.
Very convenient and appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. Anne-Marie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Can you share with us some information about your rescue organization?
Sure. We started the organization, the rescue group, in October. We were previously with another rescue group in our area that was not spaying and neutering the pets. And as we all know, that is so important. There's so many unwanted pets. So we wanted to give back to the community more. So there was a group of five of us women that started our own group in Howell. And we have two showing locations. We show in Howell at Grundy's Ace Hardware on Grand River and also in Highland on 59 at Peter's True Value Hardware. And we're there every Saturday.
Interesting. And is this Saturday, you're going to be there as part of the Dog Days in Williamston. And there's all kinds of events that are going to be geared toward animals. But you don't just rescue dogs. You also rescue cats. Isn't that right?
That's correct. We also do cats. Yep. And we will be at Joey's this Saturday.
Okay. And what are you going to be doing there? I mean, who's going to be with you? Are you going to have some puppies there, I hear?
Oh, yes. We've got some puppies coming. In fact, they're very special puppies. I have the mom, as you can see, the mom Penny is right here with me in the studio.
Yeah.
Hello, Penny.
Yeah, I see Penny crashing in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's the people who I make crash, not the animals. So that is a little bit different.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl. She was an abuse case about 5 hours away. Very sad case. The dad was... I'm trying to think how the best way to put it. He was not humanely killed.
Can you elaborate, Anne-Marie, when you say inhumanely treated? I know it's a delicate subject, but I think it's important that our listeners understand how badly treated these animals were.
I agree. It is very difficult. It's very difficult for me to talk about. Evidently, from what I'm told, Penny and her seven puppies lived at one home. The next door neighbor had the father to the puppies, which was a chocolate lab. Something was going on at the house. There was a bonfire, and the father was thrown on the bonfire and burned to death.
Oh, my God.
Penny and the puppies were next, and somebody called animal control. Somebody called 911. Cops came, took Penny, and that's how she ended up at animal control. But the father was burned to death alive.
My, oh my.
Yes.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, wow.
We have Penny sitting right here, and she's a beautiful dog. She hasn't woke up yet, but she's taking it easy, but she's a very beautiful dog. I just can't imagine. I mean, her milk sacs are filled. You can tell she's been nursing. This is a situation that would be just unbelievable. And I think that's the value of a service like yours and all the animal rescue organizations that we have here, is there's always some kind of a uncomfortable but reflection of the badder part of our society out there. And without this, you know, further bad things can happen.
Right. And further bad things were going to happen after she sat at animal control for several weeks.
Great that you guys could be there. Great.
Yeah.
Animal control was there, and great that you could kind of pick up the ball and run with it.
Right.
Well, and it's a miracle that this dog is alive and with us and that these puppies are alive. And the good news is, for any of you who are out there who are looking for a wonderful puppy, you can come to Joey's Pet Outfitters this Saturday and see the puppies and actually decide if you want them. But Anne-Marie, I'm going to suggest that there's a rule that I always talk about at the end of this show that I think you should make sure that people follow, which is that people got to take darn good care of their pets.
Yeah.
And that is just unacceptable behavior.
So Anne-Marie, why don't we continue the story a little bit? And what happened from when Penny and the puppies came, where did they go? And then what happened from there?
Well, they went to animal control where they sat for 2 weeks. And the girls there, just as you can see, just looking at her face, everybody just falls in love with her. And once the court case got started, then they no longer had a use for Penny. And they then animal control was going to euthanize Penny and all seven of her puppies. And that's where, you know, Always Hope was contacted. And the girls that worked at Animal Control just begged me to take her. And, of course, once I heard the story, I had to take her. I could. How can you say no to something like that?
And what kind of condition was Penny in at that point?
She was emaciated, to say the least. She was skin and bone. She's put on 11 pounds in 3 weeks.
And the puppies?
And the puppy. Well, they were fat and healthy when I got them. So the puppies were doing good. But they were just taking so much from her. Puppies are doing great. They were fixed yesterday, so they're all ready for adoption. Option up to date on shots.
So Penny's a hero in this whole situation.
Penny is
too.
A hero, and yeah. Penny needs about another month for her milk to continue drying up, and then she will be fixed, and she will be available for adoption
Well, listeners, Penny is a beautiful dog, and I sure hope that there's somebody out here listening that can consider Penny as a new adoption.
Yeah, absolutely. Anne-Marie, can you help explain to our listeners, what do you guys do in terms of fundraising to come up with the money to save animals like Penny and her puppies? Do you guys do any kind of events, or how do our listeners help out?
We do. We have, if you go to our website, there are our events on there. We do have a garage sale coming up that's in Weberville. It's at Weberville Mini Storage. And that will be Thursday and Friday, which is August 30th and September 1st.
Gotcha. A lot of spays and neuterings occur because of people's donations.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Donations are huge because we rely solely on the donations from the public to help pay for the medical, and also from the adoption fees, which help cover the medical as well. And one nice thing about Always Hope Animal Rescue is we are 100% volunteer. If you were to hand me $10, I can guarantee you $10 will go directly to the animals. We don't have overhead. We don't have a facility. We are foster based, so all of our animals are in our homes.
Beautiful. And Anne-Marie, you've mentioned the website. Can you share with our listeners what your web address is and how they can get a hold of you?
Certainly. It's very easy. It's alwayshopeanimalrescue.org.
Okay.
Yes.
And on the website, you'll notice all kinds of information, and they can also see pictures of the puppies that are available. Is that correct?
Yes. There's a section where it says adoptable pets. Penny's puppies are now under there. New arrivals, because we always have new animals coming in every day. So when you click on the new arrivals page, you actually see the updated pictures of Penny. There's a picture of when she first came in, how skin and bones emaciated she was.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for what it is that you do. Good luck this Saturday at Joey's. And we want to thank you. We've been talking with Anne-Marie Hutchison from Always Hope Animal Rescue. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you for having both Penny and me.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have a great discussion all about 4-H. And we're going to talk about some of the animals that you're going to be able to see at the Ingham County Fair if you go out there. And that's right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these dogs racing through my brain.
It's true.
The baby